All right, at this time, I'm going to bring our auditor, Mikhail Reeve, to just go over some numbers. And I do want to mention that we started this discussion in my office. I met with all five judges on January 28th. And I had, like I said, heard comments about this before I got to the county judge post. And we all sat there and they educated me. And I'm kind of like those guys out there in the public that really doesn't know much about the system. But once I figured out where the, you know, the water balloon is at a point where it appears that it's close to bursting. And of course, Judge Calvert, the guy that's hit underwater right now, and we'll have more questions as it relates to his caseload and how we're going to remediate that. And at this point, commissioners, in your packet, you should have a sample budget. And what we did, Mikhail, why don't you go ahead and tell us how we came up with these numbers?
I looked at what County Court at Law 1's current budget is and County Court at Law 2's current budget is, and estimated what a full year for a County Court at Law 3 budget would look like, which is what you have in front of you. It looks like about $410,000 for a full year. If we estimated what a January 1st budget would look like through the fiscal year, you're looking at about $307,000 for a budget. Again, you would also need to add a County Court at Law bailiff to that, which would be about $50,000 for that. So overall, you're looking, we do get an $84,000 roughly stipend back. If you count that, it would be about $377,000 total all in for a full year, about $345,000 if you're looking at just for January 1st.
Y'all have the second page there as well on the actual staff. Okay. It looks like for the County Court of Law courtroom, we'd have, the law judge, court of law judge, we'd have one court coordinator part-time, and then a court reporter. And that's where we came up with the salary numbers. So if y'all have any questions to the auditor on that, that's a sample.
What about prosecutors from DA's office? Would you one, two, would you need extra staffing for?
Ideally, I need three in a court. I have four right now, so if that court opens tomorrow, we could adequately staff it. It would be serviceable immediately, but it wouldn't be ideal. But we could do two and two prosecutors, but that's not a long-term solution. I would have to add two prosecutors for an additional, so we'd have three prosecutors per court. I would need to add at least one more staff member, and I really need to add an investigator. We haven't added an investigator my entire tenure here, but we could staff it tomorrow if we had to.
Okay. Patrick, have you submitted those?
Would like to ask that now.
Yeah, we can get that. We generally talked about that. Patrick and I.
Keeping in mind as well that my office, and I said this in my last two budget presentations, we are running out of room as well. If I added 200 lawyers tomorrow, I'm not certain where I would house it. And so, again, that's something that needs to be considered. Our office space was designed and built for a couple of the walls to be blown out for expansion. That's something that needs to be given serious consideration.
Could you do that for us and separate those out and what it would take to house them and what it would take?
What I would need.
That'd be great. You know, it's a large issue.
Yes.
So I wanted you guys to have all of that. And we have some ideas as to how we might provide a bailiff for that court. But those are some things that we'll be talking about as we get into the next budget year. And I know right now we've got adequate security in the courthouse at this point in time. Maybe it would behoove us to loan one of those security officers to this court. And that's something we can discuss further as we get down the road. I think it's helpful for us to be here in March of 2019, talking about a court that would not actually take place until January of 2021. And part of the reason we do that is that there would be an election process. We would basically let the people decide, and it would be a county court at law, and that would take place in the November of 2020 election, and then that person would be sworn in to serve a full four-year term at that point. So, Mikhail, thank you for that. Commissioners, any more questions?
Not from her.
I do. It was the 443rd that we most recently adequately outfitted. Mikhail, could you gather us some numbers on all the hardware, the furniture, the buildings? Okay, you got that for us? Okay, excellent, all right. Just wanna make sure we have that, thank you. Is it, and how long ago was that? That was?
I took office September 14.
Fourteen, so quick them up a little bit.
Now, we have the budget for what we spent on the 40th District Court. When she took office, she took the 40th District Court. So we built out the new court for the 40th.
That's the numbers I'm talking about.
And that was about 1 million. Now, that was a lot of audio and video for him, and I'm not sure exactly how much we would need in a County Court of Law 3. There may be some savings there, but that's, you know, that's something for us to go into planning. And one of the reasons we need a very good facilities planner to help us get that done. And we've got some new staff that's helping us out on that. I do wanna allow some folks from the public to speak as well. This is now, it's now 5:38. We've had a couple of people indicate.